Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the checkoff's efforts in the classroom.
Absolutely. We have three programs we're quite proud of that focus in on education. The first is we just wrapped up our seventh year of a program we pioneered incorporating the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program into Oklahoma FFA curriculum. The Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is a free online course that provides farmers, ranchers, youth, and industry allies with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and also answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In another program, we also recently participated in the Wards Program for Ag in the Classroom, honoring teachers and students. We have been a longtime sponsor of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, working to incorporate agriculture literacy into the classroom. We'll also be a key sponsor for the Ag in the Classroom Teachers Tour this summer. And finally, we continue to provide grants for beef purchases to family and consumer science teachers so they can educate their students about beef cookery.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle have a lot of headwind to move against to begin the week. Traders will have no bids or offers in the cash market to provide any direction. The failed action of futures on Friday also may keep a negative tone in the market. What looked like strong follow-through from Thursday ran out of buyer interest and fell back. There was nothing to go on in the cash market as business had mostly been accomplished for the week. Box beef prices moved substantially higher, but that did not translate to cash prices. Hogs have had a lot going for them with higher cash and cutouts, keeping futures making new highs prior to Friday. However, the weakness of futures in closer months may have been in response to decline in the cash price. Another factor may have been an overbought market and the desire of traders to take a profit going into the weekend. The pattern has been that any retracement of futures has been a buying opportunity. Tightening hog supply should bring packers back into the market aggressively as it's becoming more difficult to find market-ready hogs. Well, July Kansas City wheat trading 11 cents lower early today, threatening to leave behind a double top on the chart at Friday's high of $7.41.5. Kansas City wheat trading near its highest July prices in almost 7 years, and prospects for a high being set are always possible at these elevated levels. Fundamentally, winter wheat crop in last month's hit of lower temperatures, while there are concerns about dry weather limitations on crop yields in the southwestern plains and Pacific Northwest. Monday's 7-day forecast expects moderate rain amounts in the southern and southwestern U.S. plains. Well, July corn is trading down 6.25 cents early today. A side of the market corn didn't experience much last week. Beneficial rain amounts fell over a significant part of the central corn belt over the weekend. Good timing for newly planted fields. This week's forecast expects mostly light rain amounts for the corn belt. And July soybeans trading about 5.25 cents lower early today. A modest retreat from its higher close for a July contract in over 7 years. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
June live cattle up 55, 116.02, August up 37, 118.85. May feeder cattle up 125 Friday, 131.72, August up 87, 144.27, June hogs down 162, 112.85. Kansas City wheat, July up 10 cents Friday, 736.75, September up 9.25, 740.5. Chicago wheat, July up 8.5, 761.75, September up 8 cents, 762.25. July corn up 13.5, 732.25, September up 9.25, 654.75. July soybeans up 20.25, 1589.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.